Okay, well, we're underway here in camp. Hopefully today the weather holds, gives good opportunity to work in some inclement weather, which we can always use, so that'll be good. Again, as I said the other day, I think the team's in pretty good condition. Saw that yesterday. So hopefully we can just string them together, which we need to do, string a lot of them together, and just take it day by day, keep improving every single time we go out on the field. No shortcut to it.
Later today, Kevin Faulk will get fitted for a red jacket, Patriots Hall of Fame. I'm curious your thoughts on Kevin as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, great choice. Kevin did a tremendous job. He was here when I got here. So I didn't draft him, but spent his whole career, playing for me. And he did everything we ever asked him to do. One of the most unselfish players I ever coached. And guy really understood his role, did a great job in his very important role. It was very significant what he did. Dependable player, unselfish team player, played some of his best football in the biggest games. Very deserving. Proud to have coached.
You mentioned hoping the weather holds. I'm curious, you've long said you get what you get, because you're going to get this over the course of the season. Is that something that every coach who had worked under prior to becoming a head coach had done? Like, is it something, or is it just something you personally?
We didn't much have much choice. A lot of those, Detroit, we had a dome, but Denver, Baltimore, the Giants, there was no option. Yeah, so I guess there are options now, but football's football to me.
Bill, if you do end up having to go inside,
we're not going inside. Forget about that.
Yesterday, Jamie Collins wasn't on the field. Is everything okay with him?
Yeah, he was excused. Yeah, he's here. No issues.
I have a big picture question, but I wanted to ask it anyway. When you look at the changes in the number of practices you guys have before your first preseason game, how drastically does that alter the way you guys prepare maybe in the offseason coming in with the guys? And also, how much does it set you back when you have 2 days and everything else through the course of August and the season?
All right. Well, the way we look at it, Thomas, we have a certain amount of time, whatever that is, and we try to make the most of that time. So whether that's in the spring, in the fall, in training camp, meeting time, practice time, whatever it is, we try to make the most of it. A lot of things to consider. We have players at different experience levels. We have priorities of getting individuals ready, getting units ready, getting the team ready. Certain things we need to do, there's certain things we have to prepare for in terms of our opponents. So just try to balance all those things out and make the best use of the time that we have.
How much does the tenor of practice change tomorrow when you can finally put on the pads and have contact? And how anxious are you to see some of the players finally perform in some of those drills?
Again, whatever we can do, we'll try to make the most out of it. It's no different than in the season when we have padded opportunities and we have non-padded opportunities. Whatever we have, and we just try to make the most out of whatever those opportunities are. It's really as simple as that.
Well, you've had
we have 10 days of practice, then we spread over 10 games. We had 20, we look at 20. If we had 5, we do it over 5. It is what it is.
Well, you've had so much success over the last 10, 15 years, and yet you look at your staff, same offensive coordinator, same defensive coordinator, with a lot of faces after practice, same assistants. How important is that continuity to what you're doing and those guys knowing exactly what you want and how you want it done?
Yeah, those guys do a great job, but talk about success over 15 years. You got Charlie, Josh, Billy, Josh, Romeo, Dean, Matt, so Brad Seeley, Scott O'Brien. There have been multiple coordinators over that time frame.
This group together, though, for 3-4 years.
Yeah, look, these guys do a good job. I'm very blessed to have an excellent staff. We have excellent coordinators. We have a good coaching staff. We have coaches that have quite a variety of experience with Dante, Ivan, Ernie, guys like that, and then there are other coaches that have only been here for a year, less than a year, 2 years, that are in their early to mid 20s, whatever it is. So, and many in between. So, that it's a mix. Gives me a lot of different opinions, perspectives, and so. But they do a good job. They work hard. They work well together. They're team oriented. Team gets better consistently. So,
Dante,
very fortunate to have them. Yeah, pretty much.
So what is it about Rob Ninkovich? We see him working with defensive linemen. We see him working a little bit with the linebackers. What makes his ability to be such a versatile player and at such a high level?
Rob's got a great feel for the game. First of all, he's got good physical skills. He can run. He's athletic. He's strong. So he can hang in there against the big guys, but he's athletic to play in space. And whether it be in the kicking game or as an off-the-line linebacker or even dropping into coverage from the line of scrimmage. Mentally he sees the game as well. He can move around, do different things. Doesn't get bogged down, has the ability to play in coverage, which means, you have to see the game a little bit behind you in pass coverage, just not all in front of you, especially in zone defense. There's plays behind you. You have to have an awareness of, where receivers are, where people are on the field. So, Mike was able to do that. Junior, was able to do that. Although Junior primarily played inside linebacker, but he played on the line quite a bit, rushed quite a bit. Teddy certainly did that over the course of his career, even though the majority of his college career was down and majority of his pro career he was up, but he showed the ability to, do both of those things at a very high level. So, you get players that do that. Not everybody can do it, but when you have one that can, that's a big advantage.
Is that a skill set that improves over time, would you say?
Yeah, probably. I mean, Lawrence did that. Carl did that. Pepper did that at New York. I don't think you really usually ask guys like that to do it all at once. Your first year, here you're going to do all this stuff. Usually it's a progression over time due to either the player's development or possibly injuries or game plan situations where you need to make some variations like that. So I'd say generally it's a build up over time. But that would be kind of the way it would be anyway. I don't think there's too many players that you would want to bring into the league in year one and, give them that kind of multiplicity defensively in a pretty short amount of time. I guess it could happen. I haven't seen it too often.
Conversely, you've seen Shea McClellan play a little bit of defensive end and a little bit of linebacker in Chicago, and now you guys have him on the defensive line. What went into putting him there, and how do you expect him to contribute?
Yeah, he's another versatile player. Shea's a four-down player. He's done a good job for us at defensive end, pass-rushing situations. He's got good quickness and strength in the running game as well. I mean, again, you don't need to move everybody. I don't think you need to have, six guys that all, play a bunch of different positions and move around a lot. I mean, that's kind of counterproductive, really. You need somebody that can move, or you need your depth. You got to find your depth somewhere. But if it's a player that has multiple position versatility, then great. Then you use that player. I mean, I don't think. You need like four of them.
Bill, how important is it to get quarterbacks to work with specific people, whether it's linemen, receivers, and backs, and I guess specifically how important it is to get Tom ready to play with those guys and Jimmy ready to get to play with those guys at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, it's just part of training camp. There's a balance. Players that will probably play together, you want to work together, but you never really know how that's going to go. And in the end, everybody's got to work with everybody until those things get worked out, get declared. So I don't think we're really in that spot yet. But, you know, you get into the season, you want a certain receiver running a certain route, a certain situation. That's who it's going to be. You know, I don't think we're really there. We're just offensively, I mean, we're just stalling our offense. We don't even have 50% of our red area offense in, and that's what we worked on yesterday. So I'd say we're a long way from, you know, really trying to nail down a lot of specifics. But, you know, you saw some times in practice where, you know, the quarterbacks would be working with an individual receiver, you know, maybe during a special teams period or things like that. So there's, you know, there's some of that, but I don't think that's – we're not in that full-scale mode yet.
So is the idea just to try to get everybody working with everybody at some point over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Now, you know, again, there's some players – yeah, I mean, everybody can work with everybody. Like, that's not a problem. I'd say the knowledge base, the overall level of execution of certain things is, you know, higher in one group than it is, you know, in another group. So we have some of the players with less experience spending more time on the basics and the fundamentals. Not that they don't practice some of the little more sophisticated plays, but that's not the point of emphasis for them. It's for them to work on their fundamentals and more of the basics first. But it's a balance. It's, you know, it's a tough thing in camp that you got to balance, and at some point you got to turn the corner and, you know, get your players who are going to be ready to play, whoever those are, ready to play. You know, so we're not there yet, but there comes a point in camp where you have to turn that corner.
You said Tom will start when he's eligible. Can you think of an occasion when you made the 5 starter in July?
Yeah, I don't know.
What happens if Jimmy plays better?
Look, I told you what's going to happen.
So there's no... There's
Jesus Christ.
Camu seems like he's been picking things up rather quickly at linebacker. I know a lot of people assumed that he was going to sort of come in as sort of just a special teams type guy, but he's getting a lot of pretty good reps at linebacker. How do you feel like he's picked things up so far mentally?
Good. He's smart. He's a smart kid. And he's started off at safety. He's played linebacker. So he has some experience working in those positions, which is, you know, a lot of coverage, responsibility, a lot of adjustments. You know, playing, you can call him a safety linebacker or whatever you want to call him, but there are certain times when he's going to be in more of one area than the other, even though he might be playing the same position, but by formation, by adjustment, or whatever it happens to be. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, I think he's, you know, more of a, you know, third and fourth down player. Not saying he doesn't have a role on early downs, but I think he has a bigger role on third and fourth downs, at least at this point. So we'll see how it goes. But he's picked things up well. He's been productive. He's got, you know, kind of like Brandon King, you know, he runs well and he has some length at linebacker, or at that position, linebacker, safety, whatever you want to call it. He's got some length, and, you know, those things work to his advantage.
Is the fact that he's one of those hybrids, those outside linebacker safety types, does that make him a little bit more valuable where you don't have to take him off the field in certain situations?
Possibly. I mean, we'll see. Yeah. You know, again, I think he's got some good skills, some skills that can translate to the kicking game, that can translate to passing situations on defense. We'll see how it all plays out. I don't know. I think it's a little too early to, you know, start getting the bus ready for Canton.
Right.
I think we'll just take it one day at a time. But, you know, he has some good things to work with. Again, it's kind of Brandon King-ish from a skill set standpoint. You know, 215, 220 pounds, can run, hit. You know.
Player on the field yesterday in a white jersey, number 43. He wasn't on my roster. I'm curious what you thought of him donning the 43 white.
Yeah, pretty fast, didn't he? Yeah, good shout out to Nate. Hope he's doing well. Okay, all right, thanks.